So Friday morning, Jenny Baxter's with me for Treasuring Mothers. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you going?
I am very well.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
Well, I just thought we talk so often about how we, this is about treasuring mothers and about the way that we honour our mothers and about the way that we treasure our children as mothers. But what if you don't get on with your mum? Or what if you don't get on with your children? And there are a lot of people I know who have this awful relationship with their parents. It's not working for them. And what do you do? So that's what I thought we'd talk about today.
So what do you do?
So that's throwing in the deep end. I just thought I'd talk first of all about my own daughter, who lives in Melbourne, but she is very completely different to me. She's extremely extrovert and she just talks a mile a minute. And every time there's a conversation, she takes over. She's got a lot more self-aware as she's got older. She's in her 30s now, but she's one of those people who just, you know, everybody notices Marion because she's there.
She walks in the room and...
That's right.
And there goes the attention. Yeah.
That's right. So when she's at home, she's the same. She just takes over every conversation. And to be honest, when it came time for her to move out of home, I was slightly glad. Not in a bad way, but just it just was nice to have some space back.
Some quiet in the
house.
Yeah,
some quiet in the house. And we get on like a house on fire. It's not a big problem. But I can see that in a lot of people's relationships, it doesn't necessarily go that way. And it's not simple to get on with your kids all the time, every minute of the day. Same with your parents. It's not necessarily easy to get on with your parents. And you and I know someone who is feeling like they're shutting in their house at the moment because they're 24-hour carer for their mum. And that's difficult.
Yep.
It's not a simple thing. Have you got any experiences like that?
Well, I mean, my mum and I have always got along pretty well, I think. But I know people that have really struggled to the point they've actually had to move out of home because they just could not live with their families anymore. You know, like it was just that bad. But, I mean, what can you do? Because it's really tough. I've found, from my experience with knowing people, once they moved out of home, actually things got a little bit easier because there's a bit of space in all of that.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the best solution, is it? Particularly if you're younger.
Yes. Well, I was reading a story this week of a young lady who married someone, lovely relationship, but what turned out happening was that every time there was a family event, it happened to clash with a family event for both families, and it always came down to going to the husband's side and not to the wife's side.
Yep.
And eventually that turned into a full-blown, we don't want to talk to each other thing because they didn't turn up at their dad's 60th birthday because they had a family thing for the husband, and all of a sudden it was... battle lines are drawn and people misunderstand each other and they get cross. But what I've learnt is that it always takes, what my mother-in-law used to say, it always takes two to tango. There's always two sides to the story. And even if you feel like you're the innocent party, often you have reacted in such a way that has exacerbated the problem and made it worse instead of helping. And so sometimes I think it's really helpful to sit down and write down what it was like when it was good.
Yep.
Have a think about what do I want to aim for here? Remember when it was good. That's what you're working towards. And then write down step by step the things that have happened as the relationship has deteriorated, the things that come to mind, not just the things that happened to you, that you felt like you were the innocent party, but the things, the way you may have responded to those things. So you're writing down honestly what you did in response.
And I guess some of those things are just, you know, you can say, okay, I'm going to change my attitude from now on. I'm going to come in, you know, in a different approach.
Mm.
Other things might be we need to discuss some of this stuff and we need to deal with some of this.
That's right. So I think it's helpful sometimes to see blow by blow what happened because you remember things you didn't put together before and you can see where sometimes you feel like I didn't do anything wrong. You go, oh, actually, when I did that or when I made that phone call or when I got cross then, that meant that they reacted that way and all of a sudden we're in a different place. So if you can see where you've done something wrong, then you can start to say, to forgive yourself for those things. You can ask God for forgiveness about that, as well as choosing to make that forgiveness step towards the person who you feel like you're not in relationship with.
And in the end, the only thing you can do is really worry about yourself. I mean, you know, you can't change them. You can't do anything to necessarily change their attitude even. But what you can do is you can make sure you're in the right spot in all of that.
That's right. Yes. And hopefully as you go down that path and start to make some sort of work towards that relationship being restored, hopefully they will respond.
They'll
and
go,
sometimes
oh, hang
it
on,
takes
what's
going years.
On here?
Yeah. I have to say this is a long-term project. Yeah. But you have to remember that this is a primary relationship between mother and children, and it's a really important one. And one day they will go, you will go, and you don't want that relationship to be left in a state of...
Oh, I wish I had a talk to her. I wish I had a, you know, yeah.
Because believe me, knowing that when my mum and your dad too died younger, and now we can't have those relationships. We can't have those conversations.
Yep.
So it's much better to go for having those conversations and trying to restore things before you get too late.
And at the very worst, you can say, well, I tried. I tried my hardest. Yep. And so, yeah. Yep.
But yeah, I always find asking God to show you what you can do is really helpful too. Yeah.
Great stuff. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Scott.